Hey folks, the Cow Cruise takes on a little different look for January of 2024. World-famous cowboy cook and best-selling cookbook author Kent Rawlins and renowned cowboy singer-songwriter Bren Hill join us for the first annual Taste of Cowboy Cruise, January 19th through the 27th of 2024. There will be cooking demonstrations, taste testing, and world-class entertainment as you set sail with a whole group of fun-loving and like-minded Taste of Cowboy fans as we spend 8 days cruising, touring, and soaking in the culture of the Western Caribbean. Our adventure begins in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and stops in Cozumel, Mexico, Roatan, Honduras, Belize City, Belize, and Costa Maya, Mexico. Return airfare is always included in the package, along with ground transfers, taxes, and onboard meals, entertainment, room service, plus special group receptions and amenities reserved only for Taste of Cowboy Cruisers. Remember, all deposits are 100% refundable until the last payment is due. Call Cruise Vacations today, toll-free, 855-530-0131. That's 855-530-0131, or hop on the Cow website at clearoutwest.com for more information. Make plans now, because you know this is going to fill up fast, to join us for the very first Taste of Cowboy Caribbean Cruise in January of 2024.
Hi, this is Bill Barwick, and you're listening to Clear Out West with Jim and Andy Nelson, or if you'd prefer, Andy and Jim Nelson. Either way, the three of us appreciate the fact you're listening. Thanks so much.
That's right, Bill Barwick. You are listening to Clear Out West Radio Show, and you've tuned in just in time for Farrier's File.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong.
Okay, you're wrong.
It was Baxter. It was Baxter that said, I hire somebody to shoe my horses. Uh-huh. I can't afford to have them down that
down
long.
Down that lane for that yeah. long. Yeah. He always said that he never did it professionally because people couldn't stand that much blood.
That's true. That's true. Well, and it's a great point, right?
Yeah. Okay.
You shoe your own horses. Yeah. Great. Wonderful. You know, hats off to you.
Man, if you can do it, absolutely. Yeah. You bet.
But when things go south, and it's not working out for you.
Know when to say when.
Know when to say when. Yeah. You know, if you have problems, if you have issues, self-induced or not.
Right.
Your farrier is going to have to correct what's already taken place.
Okay. You know, I was just going to say, don't expect miracles out of your if you're out of your farrier.
Right.
If you've already been doing your own work.
Yeah. Right. I expect a little more time, maybe a little more money.
Right. Isn't that what Vern Altman used to say when you were doing your own
vet, absolutely. Vet work? What have you done?
Yeah. What have you done? Now, what am I going to have to fix? You bring up an excellent point.
And we're not miracle workers. Some farriers are. Some are that good.
There are.
Yeah. I'm not.
But you can never put hoof back on.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Time can only heal certain things.
That's right.
Yeah. So
if you have an issue with a hoof, you don't quite know what's going on, don't understand it, get a professional.
Call in the cavalry.
There you go.
Yeah, that is some great information.
Yeah.
And thank you for Farrier's File.
My pleasure.
Now, if these good folks want to get a hold of you and they want to say, hey, come fix what I screwed up.
I've been shooting my horse.
How are they going to get a hold
of
us?
Just belly up to the old confuser and go to clearoutwest.com and send us an email at cowboys@clearoutwest.com.
You got it. If they would like to request a dick pic.
DICK@clearoutwest.com.
Yes, sir. Bob, leave us a voicemail. 307-360-8776. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Pony Express rides clear to our house. We did them ourselves.
Professionals.
P.O. Box 1547, Pinedale, Wyoming, 82941.
Ooh, I like it.
We didn't have to call in the cavalry on that one.
No, we did.
So we'd probably better move on.
Keep moving.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's have some more music.
Yeah.
Richard Loyon is riding along with us, and it is time to run.
Me and Jimmy went our separate ways when we broke out of jail. He rode south to Texas, gone to work in the oil fields. I rode hard to Mexico, I hid out for a year. Changed my name and did everything I could to disappear. We couldn't stop to pay our last respects to Ace McCall. He took a bullet in the back, halfway out the door. There are some men you cannot pen, it takes an awful toll. He sleeps alone on Soldier Hill tonight, God rest his soul. The three of us just finished up 4 months on the trail. We were paid a rich and hungry for a drink and a decent meal. Saw the lights and heard the voices at the Capitol Saloon. But the place went graveyard quiet when we walked into the room. Someone shouted, "Them's the ones," and they pointed straight at us. Before we had a chance to make a stand, we were swallowed in the rush. I'm always on the lookout for a face I might recall. I sleep with one eye open when I can't sleep at all. 100 girls I might have loved, 1,000 things I could have done. But the only thing I ever had the time to do was run. Two miners found just out of town, their bodies not yet cold. Sent to meet their maker for an ounce or two of gold. Three trail hands from nowhere without an alibi. We were guilty by convenience, sentenced there to die. By a twist of fate, or an act of God, or both I do believe, Ace jumped a careless jailer and relieved him of his keys. We were running down the alley, we never turned around. That jailer got one lucky shot, and Ace McCall went down. I'm always on the lookout for a face I might recall. I sleep with one eye open when I can sleep at all. 100 girls I might have loved, 1,000 things I could have done. But the only thing I ever had the time to do was run. The price I pay for my disguise is a part of me even I don't recognize. All those years of running finally pushed me to the edge. I stopped into this little church, bowed my head and I wept. And I heard a voice inside me say, "The truth will take you home." And I knew that I would rather die than spend another night alone. I pulled a faded wanted poster from the pocket of my vest. I walked in the sheriff's office and I dropped it on his desk. He must have thought that I was crazy, said, "I guess you didn't know. They found the guy that did this 15 years ago. I'm always on the lookout for a face I might recall. I sleep with one eye open when I can sleep at all. 100 girls I might have loved, all the things I could have done. But the only thing I ever had the time to do was run. The only thing I ever had the time to do was run."
Boy, howdy, it is time to run.
You know, need to know that.
That's right. You know, Big Brother Jim and I, we do not run.
No.
Okay,
no.
So if you see us running,
yeah,
you better turn and run in the same direction.
Yeah, get in front of me.
Because something is chasing us.
Something big in me is on the way. Yeah, absolutely.
True story. Mm-hmm. Is that what time it is?
That's what time it is. Yeah. Time to run.
Yeah, it's calving time too, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. How often do we judge our time on the seasons? You know?
True. Oh, yeah.
What time is it? Well, what's the season?
Right. Well, and we have extra seasons. We have...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we have one extra season, mud season.
Mud season, yeah. And mosquito.
And mosquito.
And road construction.
And relatives.
And relatives.
And relatives, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We have 9 months of winter and 3 months of relatives.
There you go,
Those are our seasons, right? Oh, yeah. Well, anyway. And then after calving time comes?
Branding.
Branding time.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite.
Type. Hold them down, Bernard.
Bernard Hyde.
Yeah.
My favorite.
Yeah, it is. It's my favorite, too.
Well,
I'm always glad when it's over, though.
It's a necessity.
It is.
It's a necessary evil.
I have one of those things, yeah.
That you have to get done. But, man, if you're going to do it, you just will have fun.
Just will have fun at it, yeah.
It's not fun for Tina.
No. She stresses.
She is. And she's got to cook.
And
then she's got to go to the branding pen. We just go to the corral and then we eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are at that age.
We need to ditch out to another cow commercial, and when we come back, Bax has some poetry for us.
Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax-deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.